going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
4 o'clock hour, we are live at the Amerant Bank Arena, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Someone had texted in about JT's son, Mason.
Mason, yeah.
Right? He went to the Jets.
Yes.
And someone texted in, it wasn't that, you know, awful, the revolting pics of JT and his kids and his kid in Jets colors. Not revolting at all. First of all, JT played for the Jets, if people forget.
Yes.
And once your son goes somewhere, that's who you root for.
Man, come
so
on.
I felt good for him. But I have not even mentioned our friend Aronde Gadsden. His son, Aronde Gadsden II, was drafted by the Chargers, so he will have Justin Herbert throwing him the ball. And the Chargers traded two picks to get that fifth-round pick to go get Aronde. So they want him. He's going to make that team. He's not. It's not like they're taking a flyer on him in the fifth round. They wanted him, and Aronde Gadsden II will be a Charger next season. We feel great for OG.
It's not just that OG is our friend and we all love him. Little OG was third-team All-American. You know only one tight end makes an All-American team? He
right.
was the third-best tight end in college football last year. Receiving tight end, he is gigantic. What's he, 6'5", 260-something?
Big dude.
Big dude, can run. He is what the NFL loves right now. Little OG is about to ball out. Mason Taylor's about to ball out, too.
Yep.
He went high, too. Mason's the same way, 6'5", 260, whatever it is. Those dudes, it's funny to know both the guys, and now that their sons are NFL players, it makes me feel old. But I know you felt old for a while.
It's been a while. Been a minute. Aronde texted us a picture. Someone at their draft party brought Member's Mark vodka, which he believes is akin to Kirkland vodka. I don't know who makes Member's Mark.
I don't know either.
But you can't go to a kid's draft party and bring Member's Mark. Just don't come to the party then. You know,
I have a bottle of Cabot Pinot Noir at my house.
No.
Never heard of it before in my life, and it's just like a label with a grape on it. I can tell it's very cheap. And I don't know who brought it, but if I know who brought it, I might not invite them to
disinvite
the next
them.
Party.
Yeah, I'm looking to see who's Member's Mark. Oh, that's
it's
Sam's Club.
Club.
Yeah,
Sam's Club.
So Kirkland is
Costco.
Member's Mark is Sam's Club. Come on,
bring a case of water.
Come, but not Sam's Choice.
Yeah,
the Sam's Choice water.
I don't want to financially defeat anybody. Don't bring no brackish bottles of brackish water. Bring what you can bring. Bring one bottle of Essentia.
Panthers update, Road to a Repeat. We're going to speak with Doug Plagans in the next segment, but Road to a Repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Just give you the line. Panthers are minus 145 to win tonight. Lightning are plus 125. Hmm. Panthers goal line, they are -1.5 at plus 160. And let me just look at saves. Vasilevsky tonight, over-under on saves is 26.5. Bobrovsky, over-under on saves is 21.5. All right, let's get headlines. Solana's at the Kaseya Center getting ready for the Heat game tonight. And we'll do some headlines brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
Yeah, so the Heat are going to play here 7:30 tonight, gentlemen. Darius Garland still in question for the Cleveland Cavaliers. He obviously didn't play in Game 3, and it didn't matter because Miami was handed their worst loss in terms of margin of victory or margin of defeat in franchise history. 37, game 3, Saturday at 1 p.m. here.
Give me a little 15 minutes of Heat, Solana. Go ahead. I'll give you the lines for tonight's Heat game as long as you're talking about them.
Yeah, it's brought to you by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. Right now, get the start treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in South Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Shop online, HollywoodKia.com.
You guys want to guess? Donovan Mitchell tonight, over under
26.5.
Solana?
He's averaging, he was 30, 28.5?
24.5. This is a rest your starters in the fourth quarter kind of night. That's what the books are telling.
Let me write this down.
For Cleveland.
That's what I'm talking, for Cleveland. Darius Garland.
Was he playing? Solana just said he's questionable.
Well, if he plays, this is his number.
20.5?
Solana.
Nah, the Heat are going to lock his ass up, man, after he took shots at Tyler. 18.
17.5.
Yeah. Lock him up.
Evan Mobley.
Same thing. 16.5.
16.5. Ty Jerome.
12.5.
12.5.
Really?
Nailed it. Max Strus.
10.5.
9.5. How about your boy Nikola Jovic, Solana?
Niko Jovic? Oh, 33.5.
For the season?
14.5.
7.5. 7.5. Bam.
Oh. I'm going under, but probably 18.5.
Solana?
21.5.
19.5. And Tyler Hero?
26.5.
28.5.
24.5.
Wow. I like Tyler over.
Darius Garland, lock his ass up.
Darius didn't say he could lock his ass up, but he said
Stop.
he can't defend.
Stop.
Solana, you can't argue with that. He's not a great defender.
No. Tyler is not a great defender, but that's not what Darius Garland said. Like,
he said, "What's the method of beating the Heat?" He said, "Go at Tyler Hero."
Go at Tyler Hero. Darius Garland can't defend either, and you look real soft after calling out Tyler Hero, and then the Heat say, "Oh, we're ready for him the next day," and then you sit out with a toe injury. I mean, get out of here with that nonsense. If you're gonna sit out because you rolled your ankle, fine, but a toe injury, get out of here.
Well, Solana, if somebody says that you smell, the answer that you smell too doesn't make an
I was thinking the same thing.
Smell.
It's like me going, you're bald. Huh?
It doesn't change the fact that Tyler is a turnstile. Luka is too. Bro, did you see how they were going at Luka yesterday?
I would too. James Harden always has been.
It's just it's part of being a number one player when you can't defend, but it's not a it is a knock on him, but yeah, it's not.
How about first player to score tonight? I cashed that Khalil Ware ticket for what was that, game 2, I think, Solana.
Game 2, you did. Bam hit the first shot in game 3, knocked in
a
corner trey ball.
He's plus 650 first bucket. I was thinking Tyler. Tyler's plus 800.
Hmm. Maybe both of them.
I'm going Tyler. I'm putting it in right now. Tyler Hero, first player to score.
The conversation after game three at practice yesterday and at shoot-around today, everything was, how can the Heat get Tyler Hero more space? How can they get him better opportunities on the floor? Because that's what happened the other day. Like, they just denied him the ball, couldn't catch it, and when he did, they sent two guys at him, and he couldn't shoot over the top of anybody. It's why he had 13 field goal attempts. I think today Spo is going to go into mastermind Spo between the hammer and the anvil Spo, full guts Spo, and just figure out how to get Tyler Hero to go off.
Somebody texts in, Ewers plays more games than two of this season. Mark it down, guy. All right, guy. Let me mark that down. Ewers, more games, Tua.
The typewriter?
Guy.
Do the Cavs know that we're in this mode? We should probably send them a memo.
Hammer and anvil mode?
Yeah, tell them, just let them know we're hammer and anvil tonight. Because they have to be a part of it.
What else you got in the headlines, Solana? You want NBA line? There's only one other game tonight, right?
Yeah, Rockets, game four, they're in San Francisco. The
Is
Warriors
Jimmy playing tonight?
Game three. I don't know.
It's crazy they won without Jimmy.
I think they're going to win again, whether he's playing or not. Warriors are minus four tonight.
Hmm.
Jimmy's questionable.
All right. His over-under is 19.5 if he does play. Steph is 27.5.
Over. What's Steph? Steph, I got hit Steph on that combo thing the other game.
Oh, yeah. Points, rebounds, assists.
Oh, my goodness. Steph is crazy.
My bad. I kind of zoned out. I was looking up Jimmy Butler's.
Waiting for you for headlines.
Jimmy Butler's status. My bad. A lot going on here at the arena, man.
Well, Dan already gave us the status.
Yeah, I know he's questionable listed officially. I was just wondering if there's any sort of update, if the Warriors are feeling like he was going to be available tonight. My guess is he would play, but since they won without him, maybe not, right?
I think it might actually be hurt. That was a bad fall he took.
Yeah.
They say he's doing everything in his power to play tonight.
All right.
That was the update.
Shams Charania right now. He just reposted it. The Warriors and Jimmy Butler are expecting him to make his return tonight.
The Topo Chico truck has just pulled up to the arena.
Sell some water?
Yeah.
It's delicious.
A little Topo Chico.
Yeah.
The Marlins are out west. They dropped 2 of 3. They won Friday. They lost.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Saturday and Sunday, they got smoked. They got cooked on Saturday. You guys saw that 14-0?
Yeah, it was like 10-0 after like three innings or something.
Yeah, it was tough.
I had Mervis to hit a ding. Well, I have him every game to hit a ding dong. I saw the final score and I said he probably doesn't have one tonight because it was 14-0.
So that's tonight after the Panthers game four, Amerant Bank Arena. Chucky is going to play. Was not suspended, gentlemen.
All right.
What I really wanted to get to. At some point in today's show during headlines, did you guys see Bill Belichick had a
that's your sit show down, by the way. You love CBS Sunday morning.
Just a great, and I didn't watch the actual episode yet. It's recorded. I had a busy Sunday, but did you guys see that he had a sit down interview with CBS Sunday mornings and his girlfriend was basically there, like, and there were a couple questions about her that she was not fond of, didn't want him to answer. And the entire situation is just bizarre. Like, Belichick is wearing a cut-up shirt, like very young cut-up
shirt.
Wasn't
even cut up. It had a hole in it.
Yeah.
I didn't understand how she is micromanaging him but wouldn't have made him change his sweatshirt. That seems like if you're going to be the Svengali type, that's a big omission. Bad on her if she let him wear that sweatshirt. If she doesn't really control him, bad on him for allowing her to say, we're not talking about that, and then just not talking about it. I don't know what's going on there. It's bizarre.
I don't know if it's a midlife crisis, but I've heard that she's vetoed a bunch of opportunities he's had and just tell people Bill's not doing that. I've heard that in North Carolina, his emails all go to her first, and she –
remember, she got headphones when they were having that spring practice. Like, she had headphones on.
He can only look at emails. This is why, allegedly, he can only look at emails if she sees them first and goes to him. I don't know. What if you were in control so long that at one point you just want to give up control or something?
That's an interesting theory I have controlled everything – and everyone for a major organization for 20 years.
Decades.
I want someone else to control everything. I don't want to. That's a really interesting theory. I don't know if you're right.
I don't know either.
That is super interesting.
I've heard a lot of stories about what's going on with him and his young girlfriend. And it's just, it's weird that he would let someone else that's.
Look at Mike Cugno.
20 plus, that's a good looking
man. Put Cugno on the headphones. Cugno, go ahead, grab those headphones. We got Plagans coming up. We can't give you too much time.
Someone 20 plus years younger than you to control your life. I don't understand.
Well, also, if Belichick is having a midlife crisis, he's going to live to 150. So I'm not so certain he's having a midlife crisis.
A late life crisis.
But I like where Crowder's headed. I like where he's headed, where it's like he has dominated people for so long, controlled people for so long.
It's such a super interesting theory.
Mm-hmm. He's like getting off on the idea that somebody can have that type of control over him.
Well,
you know?
I've always had this thing. You know, I've always driven the show for over a decade. And I've always had in the back of my head, like, wouldn't it be fun to come in like Crowder does, just sit here, kind of look around
at the birdies.
Yeah, and then wait. There's a little bit of silence. I'll say something. And I wonder, Mike Cugno from CBS4 just sat down with us. Crowder had a theory that Bill Belichick is ceding control willingly to his girlfriend because he's had control for so many years that this is almost liberating to not have control and let her dictate every facet of his life.
I don't know about that.
I think it's interesting.
It's interesting, but I think he's too much of a control freak.
But that's the pleasure of it. Like, the absolute pleasure.
Even at the end of the day, though. I mean, the one thing he can't control is what's actually happening on the field. He thinks he can, but that's that pleasure. The fear of the unknown. You can pull as many strings as you want.
I think Crowder's onto something here. Did you hear that somewhere?
No,
did you
I came up with that. There's a dumb mistake. I came up with it. But my thought was like, you really can't control anything. Everything is an opinion.
Right.
Play calling is an opinion. Every decision is an opinion. And everything I do gets criticized. I'm going to put it on you. I'll just do what you say. You do whatever you want.
But does that have to be with age? Because, like, I'm married, and I let my wife do everything. So I don't
But some people have that personality right. as their default.
Yeah.
He's had the opposite personality, and now he's at a stage in his life where he just goes, you know, and maybe it's not even willingly mm-hmm. where he's, like, saying, hey, I want you to make every decision. Where it's almost like this, I don't know, unwilling mechanism
yeah.
where he's like, I'm finding pleasure in this yeah. because I'm not the guy making all the decisions.
What the hell did I walk into? This is Dr.
A
Phil.
A very, segment. Very deep conversation.
Deep conversation.
There's a Panther game going on tonight.
This is deep, Mike.
Yeah. We don't even have time to talk to Mike anymore.
That's
are you going to come back and join us at 5 o'clock, or are you going to be
No, I'm working. Wow. I just came up to say hi.
So how come you came to the Panthers and not the Heat?
Well, one season's going to continue after tonight, and the other one we don't know.
Oh,
so
you're getting Solana, man.
I know.
So, yeah.
Howard.
You know why? It's because we have Solana there. So for Sports Desk, we're covered.
Oh,
you know,
so
you know what I mean? He's there.
Boots on the ground.
He's there.
Well, yeah. Hawk, I'm overlooking, you know, the
– Trish is down
the,
there.
The better looking – sportscaster Will Manso. He's here. He's got it covered. All right.
Oh, Will's over there? So,
yeah, Will's here.
Interesting.
Yeah, Will's here.
Mm-hmm. Who'd they send here? Oh, look at this. Holy mackerel. Bring this on the camera.
Dump truck.
Oh, wow. Cunha came at
is there
a dump truck? That's a Zamboni, you jackass.
Oh, okay. I thought we had a dump truck full of chicken tenders.
Look at this. No. We just got a Zamboni
doing this now?
Filled wow. with chicken tenders and oh. fries. Come here, Cunha. You're not on the video. Come here.
Oh.
Come on. All right, Cunha, you come here. Look at this. Florida Panthers have just delivered us. Look at Mike wow. Cunha's going to eat a French fry. No, oh, you threw it back in the thing. Eat one French fry.
On camera.
Come on.
No.
Come on. Make our day.
Eat it.
Come here.
I have a public image to uphold.
Come here, Cunha.
No.
Eat one French fry on the camera.
Call security. Call security.
Eat one French fry on the camera.
His first carb since high school.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Play Pet Buzz.
Oh.
This is the Zamboni Tender Bucket. Did you just spit that out?
No. Where?
I don't know. You were looking.
I was offering her the seat.
He's a gentleman.
Very nice of you. Throughout the playoffs, fans can purchase a Zamboni Chicken Tender Bucket at select Amerant Bank Arena concession stands, which includes keeping the souvenir Zamboni the chicken tenders and fries come served in. There are a few golden tickets located in some of the Zamboni buckets. If you receive one of the golden tickets, you will win a team-signed Zamboni bucket.
What?
Steph, come here. Grab a tender or a French fry.
This is amazing.
We are having a tenders and French fries party. Lean into the camera, Steph. Show everybody. Take a bite of that chicken tender. Look at this.
It should have ended the promotion at Zamboni and not Bucket. They get team signed Zamboni.
Oh, that would be.
Put that in the garage.
This is a delicious concession. Find the golden ticket if you're coming to the Panthers game tonight. Find the golden ticket in your Panthers Zamboni chicken tender bucket, and you will get a team-signed Zamboni bucket. And regardless, you get some delicious fries and tender.
Fries are good.
Here we go. Cunha, you want a fry?
No, I'm good.
Come on.
I'm good.
Have a tender.
You
want a chicken tender?
No, Fred.
Oh.
He's going to run an extra 30 minutes tomorrow.
More for me.
I'm going to run in place right now.
Thank you.
Where's the gym?
That was so exciting.
That was cool.
That was nice. All right, we got to take a break because Doug Plagans is going to join us. We got to finish these off before Plagans gets here because
he will eat them.
That guy will wolf these down, man.
Yeah.
That guy burns more calories as he's eating than most people burn all day. Like, he is a machine. All right, I talk about a lot of stuff in the course of a show. Thank you, Cunha, by the way, for stopping by and gifting us with your presence. He is guilt-ridden over one French fry. He is guilt-ridden.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You keep up your diet, Croak is in your future.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, back live at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers and Lightning, game four tonight. Solana's at the Kaseya Center. Heat and Cavs, game four tonight there. Doug Plagans, the radio voice for the Florida Panthers, is sitting with us here enjoying some chicken tenders and fries out of the Zamboni bucket, although I don't think you've had one. Have you?
I haven't had one, but I just
now, is
may.
That because you're watching what you're eating, or you've already had lunch?
Because they belong to you guys. There are three of you. I don't want to storm in and just start stealing your special food. And I'm going to be eating pretty soon here. So
what are you going to be eating?
I don't know
media
yet.
Meal?
Yeah, I don't know yet. It's like opening a pack of baseball cards.
Well,
don't know what.
I guarantee you it's not going to be served in a Zamboni.
Probably not.
Doug Plagans, by the way, you can hear Panthers tonight on 790 AM, Heat tonight on 560 AM, correct? I think I have that correct.
Panthers on 790?
Yes, yep. Panthers on 790. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay on the call from here at the Amerant Bank Arena. Plagans was telling us at the gym he saw someone wearing a Crowder jersey today.
Well, a T-shirt, one of like the jersey T-shirts. You
a
know
jersey.
What I mean? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And those are flying off the shelves.
And it said, it wasn't just number 52, like it said Crowder?
It said Crowder on the back, yeah.
Wow. They know monsters when they see them.
That is.
I tell my kids, monsters think I'm underneath their bed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see how that could scare a monster or something. Did you say anything to the guy in the Crowder shirt?
No, he was gone. I saw it from afar.
Mm. He was sure, it's at Crowder.
He was grinding. That's what he was. He was working. Doug was over there on.
Is it possible you saw a Jay Crowder jersey?
Doug was on the bicycle. This dude was going.
Anyway, so what happened? Game three. You know, games one and two were ridiculous because these teams are theoretically so evenly matched.
Yep.
Panthers had no problem. And then they come out even game three, and it looks like they're going to have their way again. And the Lightning come back, and they take game three here. And now you've got a pivotal game, in my opinion, tonight, because you don't want to make it a three-game series heading back to Tampa. But what was the difference between games one and two, and why does home ice not seem to matter between these two teams?
It's interesting you mentioned that, because I think this is accurate. I think NHL teams right now in the playoffs, 21-9 at home, I think, is the home road breakdown. So I guess this series is just kind of the outlier. I think across the rest of the playoffs, home ice has mattered much more than it has in this series, apparently. And maybe that goes back to what you mentioned right there in your question, Hawk, right off the top, is that maybe because these two teams came in so evenly matched. The Panthers in game three, I think there are a couple of factors. Game three, we saw Andrei Vasilevskiy's by far best game of the series. So that right there, you know, Tampa Bay, anytime they get that kind of outing from their goaltender, they're going to be tough to beat. That's a big reason why they finished second in the Atlantic, was because that's how their goaltender played most of the season. He was at a Vezina Trophy level. So that right there is probably the biggest factor. The Panthers have scored first in all three games, but Tampa Bay had the response in that last one. And I know they loved the first period. Maybe Tampa Bay was able to get a pushback and get that response in the second, and ultimately that was what they needed. They got ahead by a good bit there by the time things were said and done in game three. That being said, I think the Panthers can look to a lot of things from game three. As far as a lot of the underlying numbers, there were a lot of good stories from that game, a lot of good things that can be built on. I think what it shows us is that you know, it's the Stanley Cup playoffs, and one win is just one win, and it's the first team to get to four. And sometimes you get a game like game one, where the Panthers ran Tampa Bay out of their own building. That's a little bit of an outlier. That's not going to happen
right
every single night. And then you get a game like game three, where the Panthers get a great start, but Andrei Vasilevskiy slams the door the rest of the night, and it just it's just a tough one.
And with the like the explanation thing, and as I was reading this morning about Ekblad coming back, it was the first opportunity since suspension. Did that shake up the lines negatively, moving guys around? And even I saw Ekblad say, I need to play better. Did he come back rusty, and did the movement of him getting back into the lineup affect anything?
I don't think it affected anything negatively, and I think you look at and Aaron mentioned this when he did his first media availability before he came back, but he'd mentioned, and he's missed a chunk of a a late part of a season and come right back in for the playoffs off an injury before. So coming right back in after a layoff and stepping right into the playoffs is nothing that he hasn't done in his career. And as far as the lineups go, there are a couple of layers to that. First, Ekblad and Forsling have played together for the better part of the last couple of seasons, so there's really nothing that changes there. And as far as what that might do shifting players around the rest of the lineup, prior to the suspension and throughout the time that Aaron wasn't with the team, they tried a lot of different combos. And Paul Maurice has always been big on that throughout the course of seasons, trying different combos, because when you get into the playoffs, you get into a series, and you have to sometimes make a snap decision with your lineup because somebody's out for one reason or another. You like to know what that plan B is. You like to know, okay, we tried this before, it works. We've tried this before, it doesn't work as well. So they've tried a lot of the different combinations. They know what works for these guys by this point in the season. I don't think that inserting him into the lineup affected anything negatively whatsoever, and getting him back in there can only be a boost for this team.
So I have a feeling I know what your answer is. Would it surprise you if this goes back to Tampa tied 2-2, but then extrapolated out a little bit? Now all of a sudden it's a whole different ball game, right? Now you got a 3-game series and they've got home ice. This is why I say a pivotal game for the Panthers tonight, right?
It absolutely is, to hold, to kind of hold serve, if you will, to prevent Tampa Bay from getting that home ice advantage back. You had the sense that it was when things ended back after game two, when the Panthers won game two, and you saw the fans filing out of Amalie Arena really throughout the back half of the third period, and really when you sense kind of a deflated building after game two.
Were you like, after they won those two games in Tampa, did you drive home and be like, what the hell just happened? How was that so easy?
Well, no, because game two was not easy. It was it was a 1-0 game for just about the whole night, and then you had the empty netter to make it 2-0 late. Game one, like I said, I think it's an outlier. You never expect to go into Tampa and rout the Lightning and run them out of their own building, essentially. But that was what happened there. As far as tonight's game, it absolutely is pivotal, because the Panthers have an opportunity to set up an elimination situation coming up on Wednesday night for game five, if they're able to get a win here tonight on home ice, where they've been really good all season long. If Tampa Bay gets the win tonight, then all of a sudden it's an injection of kind of new life into the Tampa Bay Lightning. So, this is a huge game four here tonight. You feel like one team would have – the team that wins tonight's game is going to have a good bit of momentum. Let's put it that way, because if you're the Panthers and you win it, you're one game away from advancing.
Be up 3-1.
If you're the Lightning and you win it, you feel like you just got granted a new lease on life here in this series. So, this is as pivotal as it gets here tonight in this one.
And I was killing Vasilevsky on the first two games because he was giving up goals and he didn't look like the greatest goalie of all times. And then now you see game three. What did they do offensively, or what did Bob do in the net that let them – kind of swing the momentum when they're on the offensive side of the ice?
Well, you can't pin any of it on Sergei Bobrovsky. And I think at the end of the day, what you have are just two teams that are loaded. And you look at Jake Guentzel, for example, who's done a lot of the damage for Tampa Bay, and he's right there among the best playoff goal scorers of all time. You look at the other names that are up there in his kind of company. I think he's got 40 goals in 72 career playoff games. That's not easy. When you look at guys that he's kind of in the same tier with in terms of goals per game production, I mean, you're looking at a who's who type of names from hockey history. So this is a guy who's produced in the playoffs, and players like Jake Guentzel, like Nikita Kucherov, like Braden Point, it doesn't matter what you do, and this equates to all the other sports too. You take the superstar players, it doesn't matter what you do, but over 60 minutes, there's going to be those one or two occasions when those guys are going to get their opportunities. They're always going to be dangerous. We talked about a lot during the broadcast the other night. You can keep Nikita Kucherov quiet for an entire night, but he gets the puck on his stick one time and he can, set up a goal that changes the game, something like that. So I think it's just an example of how tightly, as getting back to what we talked about right off the top, how tightly matched up these two teams are, and again, just how even this matchup is.
Brandon Hagel will be back tonight for the Lightning. What did Billy Lindsay say about that hit? I didn't hear the radio broadcast.
We both said the same thing, that it was uncalled for. It was a dirty hit. It was on an unsuspecting opponent. The puck wasn't there, and I left the arena that night thinking I would have been surprised had there not been some sort of supplemental discipline handed out, which they're in.
Were you okay with the one game?
I think that was in the playoffs. It seems this is just based on my observations. It seems like maybe during the playoffs, it's almost the best way to phrase it. Maybe sometimes you have to do more to get a suspension in the playoffs than in the regular season, it seems like. So it was kind of what I thought. I thought he was going to get some kind of supplemental discipline. Like I said, I wasn't surprised with one game. I thought that was what it could have ended up.
Does he get slapped in the first period, the second, or the third? Because they got to go get him.
Well, you know, that's an interesting one.
But it's such a pivotal game.
It is.
You don't want to end up in the box.
And I think inevitably these two teams, just the way they play, there are going to be those opportunities kind of built in the game to, you know, come together and
exact a little.
But at the same time, I think both of these teams are so experienced that they know you can't let something like that become top of mind and get you away from what you're really trying to do. Because at the end of the day, if there's no man-to-man, you know, retribution or anything like that, but you're the team that ends up winning the series, then you feel like you're in a good spot there.
The main objective
obviously is winning the game and winning the series.
Plagans, I know you're a food aficionado, as am I. You see this Zamboni tender bucket,
yes,
that is sitting in front of us right now. And again, throughout the playoffs, fans can purchase a Zamboni chicken tender bucket at select Amerant Bank Arena concession stands. And it includes, you know, you get to keep the Zamboni, you get the chicken tenders and the fries. There are a few golden tickets located in some of the Zamboni buckets. And if you receive one, you get a team-signed Zamboni bucket.
Wow.
You're a collector. That's a cool little...
That's a
unique item, right? What's the best delivery system for chicken tenders? Is it a plate? Is it... What do you call one of those little...
It seems the basket has always been...
The red lattice
something
basket.
That's always been popular.
Would you put the Zamboni now in the conversation?
Mm.
Because we're looking at it.
I think seasonally, yes.
Yeah, Zamboni during football season might be a little...
Oh, I think anything out of a Zamboni is a delicious...
At a basketball game with the Zamboni, Hawk?
What do you prefer, a chicken tender, a chicken finger, or a chicken nugget?
I would say, well, first of all, we were talking off air, chicken tender, chicken finger. Is that kind of a stylistic thing? Is there something specific that separates
chicken tender
the tender
sounds
from the finger?
The classiest.
Yeah. It does.
Right?
It sounds
classy.
Like an entree.
Chicken finger can be a whole bunch of things, right? I mean, it could be.
What ball could it be?
I mean,
like actual chicken finger?
No, but I'm saying it could.
Chicken tender sounds like an entree. Chicken finger sounds like bar food, like an appetizer.
Right.
Yeah.
Or birthday party food.
Yeah.
Chicken nugget.
I know what I'm getting.
You feel like beaks and talons and feathers.
I don't know about that. I was thinking more like it goes in a. Goes
little,
in a kid's meal.
Paper cup.
Yeah.
Like a whole bunch of filler, you feel like, in a chicken nugget. Although I will tell you, the McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Was it A&W used to have the chicken chunks?
Chicken chunks, that's not appealing sounding at all, right?
Mm-mm.
Nobody wants a chicken chunk.
Chicken rings at White Castle,
what
I
about
do like
the,
those.
Burger King has the chicken fries.
I'm cool with those.
A little cutesy, though, on the name, it's, right? Because
they are pretty good.
Now,
they are good.
Now the kids call them tendies.
Yeah, tendies.
I'm not a big abbreviation guy.
No, I think we've talked to you about that,
yeah,
right? Sandwich, you don't call a Sandy?
No, or Sando.
Sammy?
Or, yeah,
Sando?
No.
No, none of that.
Not a big abbreviation guy.
Solana, you look like you want to weigh in on the Nuggets, Tenders, Fingers debate. I know. That's how I knew.
I just want to know in what situation anybody would say, huh, the chicken chunks sound appealing to me.
Right.
Doug.
It's bad marketing, right? Like, it had to go through several layers of marketing. And we're like, yeah, we all in on chicken chunks. Yeah, we're all in.
I mean, this was like the 90s, if I recall, at A&W. I don't know if they've changed since then.
What's your go-to Slurpee flavor, by the way? I had this conversation with Omar Kelly last week.
So I haven't had one in forever.
Not a Slurpee guy?
Not so much, no. But back in the day, probably cherry.
Yeah. Because when you ask someone that, you would assume it's either going to be cherry or Coke.
Yeah.
Right?
Or blue.
I'll give you blue.
Yeah.
Cherry, Coke, or blue. Omar Kelly's go-to is pina colada.
But that seems like it'd be a seasonal
thing. That's what I thought, but apparently it's not. It's available at every 7-Eleven all the time.
The white one.
Yeah.
So I would say cherry would be my favorite. I just haven't had one. It was a staple for me when I was a kid.
Do you remember Slurpees Mr. Misty at Dairy Queen or no?
Vaguely, do you remember Slush Puppy?
That's what Crowder said. I don't remember Slush Puppy.
Now, the issue with the Slush Puppy was the first two sips were great. Then you had a cup of ice, and there was no
flavor
left.
That was the Mr. Misty.
Yeah.
That was exactly it. It was the most flavorful two first sips. It's like juicy fruit gum.
You're like, oh, this is the greatest. Yeah. And then you got a cup of ice that tastes like nothing.
Because the chunks were too big.
All right. Listen to Doug Plagans tonight, 7 p.m. puck drop?
7 o'clock puck drop, 6:30 Panthers preview.
All right. That's on 790 a.m. tonight. And have a good broadcast with Billy Lindsay. And hopefully you go back to Tampa up 3-1 and life is good.
That would be the ideal scenario.
Yeah. All right, Plagans.
Thanks very much, guys.
See you, buddy.
Enjoy your Zamboni.
Doug Plagans, I'm going to. I'm about to dig in on the. That's why I had Crowder do a live spot here, because I figured there'd be nothing left in the Zamboni if I did a live spot right now.
I'm going to knock down these chicken tenders.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next, by the way. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is just around the corner.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This is what Instagram was made for. Me and Tree eating hot dogs.
Hawk and Crowder.